Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. Let the truth be told. We have seen a few become the many. So don't be dismayed. We just need a few more organizations to come forward to help organize this thing. We are in the midst of something really, really big. We cannot allow things to continue just like there are. One of the things that's important that we don't really talk about, the struggle. The struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor is a case in point, one that holds a numerous of lessons for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war over whether the American people would have prosperity or live in poverty under the open rule of Whirlpool Corporation. Now, you got to understand who Whirlpool Corporation is. They say a corporation is supposed to be a human being, which I don't see it. That's me. You know, these folks control everything. They control your daily lives. And they're not here for you. They're not here for the future of your children. They're not here to help you. Matter of fact, 30, 35 years ago, Whirlpool got involved with Benton Harbor High School, and it took education out of that school. They normally comes up with someone who is a sellout to help perpetrate this fraud. And most of the time, black people can't see it. It's not right in front of them. They do not see it. Fortunate, but that's just the way it is. We have to change the way we do business. Benton Harbor is a very, very small community, but it's about as racist as you can get. I had this strong conversation with this young lady, and she just so happened to be a white lady. And her thoughts was, Benton Harbor is the most racist city. It's even more racist than Mobile, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, Leland, Mississippi. And it's going to continue to be that way because we don't have anyone strong enough to stand up to them. We have too many black folks who actually is working with them to destroy us. That's right. We have so many black people working with the evil empire. They're working hard to destroy black people in the city of Benton Harbor. And it's working. All you have to do is give them a few dollars. If you give them a few dollars, they will do anything. They will destroy their own mother. They will kill their father. They will do all this for this white devil because they don't know any better. You see, things starts at home. What we have to do, we have to make sure our children understand the fight. And there's going to be some casualties in it. This is not the easy fight. The evil empire, they have all the power. They got all the jobs. They own the banks. They own the corporations. They practically own you. The struggle that has taken place here is a serious thing because water is a human right. But they was going to deny the residents of Benton Harbor clean, safe water. if it wasn't for the Reverend Edward Pinkney, because they do not scare me. They do not intimidate me. I don't care what they do. My mission is so important. Now let nothing supersize or supersede my mission, because it is designed to help my black brothers and sisters. We must take this thing to another level so they can understand who we are, what we can do, and what we can't do. One of the things we have to do, we have to put our resources together. Because that's how they, anything we do, we got to go to them. If we buy a home, we got to go to these white devils. And they have the authority to say yes or no. If the school needs money, we got to go to them. Whatever it is, we got to go to these white devils, and they're evil. Now, not all white folks are white devils. Now, let me get that straight. Not all white folks. But 67% of all white people are evil and wicked. 67% are about as evil and wicked as anything can get. But if we show strength in numbers, we can win this thing. We can make things happen that never, ever happened before. We can do this. We're in a war. We're in a real war. But we don't get it. We don't understand the seriousness. And first of all, we have to build a foundation. And if we don't build that foundation for our women and our children, then we're going to lose this battle. Everything is generational, you see. Our children are generational. Your children's children are generational. Their children are generational. And we must build a foundation to show these people what we can do. But they know money will separate us. A few dollars. Anybody who's motivated, materialistic things can be bought and sold. Anybody that's motivated by materialistic things can be bought and sold. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. It's unfortunate that we don't put our children and everybody else first to create a foundation. And some kids you can't, but you got to do what you got to do. We must take this thing to another level. Let the truth be told. Let it be told. Stand for the truth. It just might cost you your life, but stand for it. Because we need more people willing to stand up and fight back. We need more people that are willing to go beyond the call of duty to make things happen. We need more people that are willing to go beyond the call of duty to make sure that we're in the position that we're in, you see. The position we're in today is pitiful, shameful, disgraceful. Talking about how much progress we have made. We really haven't. We haven't really made much progress. We probably was better off. We're more loving towards each other, more caring towards each other. Now we into that materialistic attitude, and it had created a problem. We need people who are humanitarian, who are willing to stand up for what's right. The future of our children. We need to fight back, you know, and it's going to be some casualties, you know, but you got to be willing to make that sacrifice, you know. We need to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do to make things happen. Because right now we're not. You see, we're not building. We don't own grocery stores here in Benton. How about to say that? Well, one guy owns a grocery store here. Well, it's a store. And the Arabs own all the stores, all the gas stations. You know, we don't know how to keep that dollar circulating in our community. We don't have a clue how that operates. But yet and still, we try to be just like these evil, wicked things. What they do here, they do a system. They have a system called buck breaking. Now, buck breaking or buck busting is used by the far right. It normally refers to a black person or a slave, and they sexually attack the male in front of the wife, the children, and the community. The way they do it now, they don't do it sexually. What they do, they may come out and arrest you, shoot and kill you in front of your wife and children, so everybody else will be afraid to rise up. You know, for over 450 years, these white devils have tortured us. They have beat us. They have hung us. They went to church at 11 a.m. every Sunday. Got out at 1 p.m. At 2 p.m., they will go out and hang a black man, cut his penis off, burn him, and there's nothing you can do because you was nothing but property. You wasn't a human being. You never heard nobody going to jail for hanging a black person. You never, and you never will. That's the way the system is. It's set up that way. It's set up that way to destroy you. And they're doing a well of a thing. They would even hang the females and burn their bodies. And if a woman was pregnant, they would cut the baby out of the woman and stomp the baby's head until the baby is dead. And they got the nerve to call Indians savages. They massacred over 10 million Indians and got the nerve to call the Native American wild savages. But the Native American did the right thing. They said these Americans, these white devils, they speak with a forked tongue. That's what they do. They tongue. These evil, wicked people speak with a forked tongue, and that's what they do. And you got the nerves to want to be like these people. You got the nerves to want to be like these devils. What is wrong with you? That's what you want to do? These guys cut babies out of women, their ancestors, and they're doing the same thing now, but they're just doing it differently. The attack right now is brutal. We just don't get it. We just don't understand what's really going on. We got the nerve to think that there's justice here in America. I would never, ever see justice for a black person. It's not going to happen because they have all the power. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they kill, and they get away with it. You see? And then they use the news media. To say that even though they have killed you and your family, that you were the bad people. That's how they operate. It's the same simple pattern on everything. This is what they do. This is what they do. And this is what they've been doing. It ain't nothing unusual. And here's the thing. For over 450 years, they have been raping the women, raping them at will. There's nothing you can do. They rape the men. They rape the children. And there's nothing you can do. And you got the nerve to want to be like these devils. According to these white folks, the good white folks, they just said 67% of all the white people in the United States are evil and wicked. 67% people that live in these United States of America are wicked, wicked people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's why it's so important that we identify all samples. A sample is a bug dancing, lying, cheating, lowlife, scumbag. That's a sample. And we've been forcing it. I want to hit on this about Trenton Bourne, the cowardly act that he had performed on Miss Emma Kennard. He viciously and cowardly attacked her. Viciously. An 80-year-old woman. Now that he went to her garden, called himself, threatening her. This guy's on the school board. This guy is on the school board here in Vision House. We don't have many people on that school board that's decent. Most of my samples, straight up samples. We do not. We have one good person, Eleanor, Angela, I believe, but the rest of them are shambles. That we accept somebody like this. Who would put this guy on somebody's school board? The boy just barely knows his name. He's been robbed of himself. And we got the nerve to have this person on our. Well, I tell you, I promise Eleanor that I wouldn't say not to send your child to the Ben Howard School, but that's on you. That's your decision. I won't do it. I won't let nothing. I'm not doing that. If that means that they win, I'm not doing it. More important is building a foundation for your children. But this guy, Trenton Bourne, he got to go. And here's some good news. I only got many, many letters and calls and emails about this guy. They say they're going to make sure that he don't ever be on this board. But we want him to resign. That's what we ask. We want him to resign. We want people to stand up and say, this guy has no business being on nobody's school board. He would prefer that our children freeze to death in the winter because the board was broken. He voted no to repair the boiler. Last year, they had to wear coats, gloves, boots, and hats to the classroom because the boiler broke. And this low-life scumbag, cowardly, he's a coward, viciously attacked Emma Kennard and said, no boiler for our children. No boiler for our children. He's getting his instructions from Whirlpool Corporation. He's getting his instructions from Whirlpool Corporation. You see, this is how they do it. Our minds are not developed enough to understand exactly how these people do what they do. Our minds doesn't really get it, you see. They're counting on not educating our children. See, when they took critical thinking out of the classroom, it practically just destroyed us. You see, because they don't have the ability to think critically. They don't have the information to think critically because they're not going to give it to them. But we're in a fight for our life. This guy, Trenton Bowman, a low-life scumbag. And if you see him, you'll know exactly what I mean. If you saw him, you would not believe that he would be on anybody's school board. You would not believe. But here in Benton Harbor, anybody become elected official because it's controlled by Whirlpool. I believe that they play with the votes. They put people in office who they want, and they play with the voting machine. I believe that, you see. Until it's proven otherwise, I am going to continue to believe exactly that, you see. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. I'm going to continue to believe that these low-life scumbags, see, Whirlpool, you know, they may make money, but they still scumbags. They scum. They're out to destroy you and I. My thing, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. My thing, bring it on. And we allow these low-life scumbags to get away. But this is how they do. They use money, grant money, and everything else to try to destroy black people, and black people fall right into the trap. Fall right into the trap. But here's the good news. Trenton Bowen has been nominated for the Sambo of the Year Award. Next Sunday is the last day you can nominate someone for the Sambo of the Year Award. This year so far, we have the mayor here, Marcus Muhammad. He was nominated. Matter of fact, everybody nominated him. He won the last 2 years. He got over 10,000 votes for being the Sambo of the Year. You know, over 10,000. One of the things that they talk about when it comes to him, how he got all these children, and he's supposed to have a child outside the family from a young girl. I think she's 17. She was 17 when she got pregnant by him. He's close to 50, and he's supposed to have, you know, that's, I'm only reporting what, you know, what I heard or what someone called and told me. I can't say whether it's true or false, but I will report it because I think it's such a big thing that we need to know about. They claim that he has a 17, 18-year-old girl pregnant in the mayor and got about 8 kids at home. His wife told everybody that, you know, that she was a single parent with all those kids. And she do. You never see him with his children. You never, ever see him with his children, but that's just the way it goes. It's unfortunate. Then we have Barney Fifes or Ron Singleton, Commissioner Ron Singleton, the one who stole the radio station from the people. And, I mean, he stole the whole radio station. When Charles Kelly died, he started jockeying for position to get the radio station from the community. And he was successful because at that time, you see, we don't have a lot of people here that can do things. That's willing to stand up, that's willing to make that sacrifice. So by him being a cop, he was like Barney Fife. You know, somebody say they shot him in his butt. I don't know. I know he, knowing him, just by knowing him, when the shoes started, he started running, you know. So he retired as a corporal or something. And him and his friend, who was the chief of police, worked out a scheme to get pay, lieutenant pay, rather than rest. So he's been stealing money from the city of Benton Harbor for over 10 years. They're never going to investigate that because he's one of them. Long as you stay in work with good grace, you can commit all the crimes you want, and nothing's going to happen. And then we have Commissioner Dwayne Cease. It's a shame. It's a darn shame that that boy. See, people ain't tough here. If he lived in Chicago, they'll find him floating in the river. You know, that's the only thing that has saved him. You know, this young lady was killed, murdered by her husband. And I'm going to say that he was responsible for it. You see, he was responsible for it. He's a drunk. They say he goes to this lounge and pee in his shoe. I don't know whether he's still there because they said he got a new owner and he openly practices racism against them, against him. It was actually against him personally. He goes there and plays keno and gamble, and he's a preacher. Get up on Sunday, go there on Saturday, and then on Sunday, he gets up and preaches the sermon. And also, at one of those dispensaries, he's supposed to be security at a dispensary. Oh, man, it's just too much. Him and his mama both, they're a package deal. When you get one, you get the other. You see, you get my leather seats, and you get the Wayne seats. They're a package deal. And both of them is a piece of work. Both of them is a piece of work. Then you got Sharon Henderson, another electric worker, a straight-up sellout. Been a sellout probably all her life. It's unfortunate, but she's a straight-up sellout. And but they think they're doing something. See, when they're selling their soul to this devil, they really believe that they're actually doing something. But I got to tell you, they are not doing a thing. Because I just hope God give me permission to walk these people to the gates of hell. That's what I want. That's what I want to do. I want to, on their deathbed, God give me permission. Because I have done everything that God has asked me to do. And I believe that these people are evil. Then we have Judge Mayfield, a black judge. We call the baby snatcher. That's what you, about as dishonest as you can get, but she plays right into the white folks' hand. You see, she's a white folks' lover. You see, how do you say you're an in-lover, you know, but she plays right into the hands of these white devils. Anytime they work to destroy black folks, white folks love them. Anytime white folks love you, especially evil white folks, you got to know there's something really seriously wrong with them. You see, she has been robbed of herself also. These people have been robbed of themselves. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it goes. We have to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to. And then I can't forget the chief of police here, another black guy, preacher, everybody's a preacher. That's what he is. He's not a minister. He's a preacher, you know. He's doing it. It's unfortunate. But he's a plain preacher. That's all he is. You see, the devil was a preacher. Yeah, absolutely. But this is what these people do. So next week is the last day that you can nominate someone for the Sambo of the Year Award. And I'm hoping this year that you come out and vote for Trenton Bourne. Make sure that you know that y'all vote for that Sambo. And a young man who has been robbed, if you saw him, you'll know exactly what I mean. It is no mystery. Trenton Bourne has been robbed of himself. He's pitiful. But one thing he do, he will attack a woman in a minute. And then he got backup with the sheriff department, the prosecutor office, and all these other people. Because when you work with them, you're part of that system. And when you're part of that system, this is what you do. You know, you go out and you can lie and create stuff, and they will believe you. That's how it operates. That's how it operates. But I'm going to leave and bring in my first guest. I want to bring in my first guest, Annette. And because I just love the way Annette talk. She's not one of those who acts like a Sambo, is a Sambo. She's a person that's willing to fight. And you look, you're not going to be loved out here fighting this evil, wicked system. You're not going to be loved by fighting the devil. I'm not looking to win a popularity contest. I don't want to win a fella. I want my people to be free. We're not free yet. Black folks is not free, and don't get in that mind you're free. Juneteenth and all that stuff they gave you is nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing. You're supposed to be satisfied with whatever they do, they claim. That's why we're in this compromising position today. Listen, on that note, I'm going to get ready to bring in my very, very good friend, the one and only. There's not even two of her. And we're going to bring her in. Let her tell us, you know, because I think, see, a lot of times people just don't get this. They don't get really what she says, or what she's saying is heavy. See, black people, we have to see things right in front of us. We don't see it right in front of us. In our eyesight, it's not happening. That's why we're in this compromising position today. That's the main reason we're in this position today. But unfortunately, we got to get better. If we don't get better, we don't start doing the things that we need to do. We're heading for trouble. And I want to bring in my good friend, Annette, talk to me. Tell me what's going on in your world.
Well, Reverend Pinckney, I really want everybody to know that, again, all of the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. We have had a super week with the Deacons for Defense. The Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana has been going on the Freedom Trail. It's my understanding they're going to put up 12 markers, 12 different chapters in the state of Louisiana from the Deacons for Defense, national historical markers, marking how the Deacons, and again, like you said, they protected the women and the children in the community, and that was their mission. It was understood. And it was during a time when the black people, when we loved each other. We have gotten so far away from the mission and, of course, just loving ourselves and loving each other. Now, this has not been by mistake. This has been a system that has been put in place. It's been by design. And I was just looking at our brother Ice Cube with the contract with America, and he's talking about the gatekeepers, which are the Sambos, who don't allow us to get past our own community. And whether it is the gatekeepers who are over these organizations, or whether they the gatekeepers that are up in our churches, whether they the gatekeepers in our politics, or our schools, or our injustice system, these people are, like you said, they are the ones who want to be liked and have given some kind of recognition for holding the rest of our community down. Now, one thing I have got to say, I'm so pleased. I am in the area of Shreveport-Bossier, Louisiana. And, of course, we have had multiple storms that have come through and have caused significant damage. But on last 4th of July, this past week, they were in the news for a 500% increase in violence just since January. Now, when I called the mayor's office, I said, I'm a community organizer, and we need all hands on deck. I need to have a meeting with the mayor. And they said, well, we booked out to August. I said, ma'am, we're in crisis. And it doesn't matter if I meet you in the bathroom at Burger King, but we need to have all hands on deck. And I told her about the Davis Brother Lumber Company and the whistleblower program. And Ms. Bradford, that is in the mayor's office, said, oh, I know all about whistleblower. I was actually working for a senator when they passed it. Now, that was just music to my ears because, like I said, no matter how long we have been on your show, the very first time I came on your show, it was over a year ago, and I was actually in San Diego, California. So now, when I talk with people, and the entire time I have always said, please Google the Davis Brothers Lumber Company, and you're going to get all the information that you're really going to be needing to actually blow the whistle. And I use my family as an example. Like Jesus came, he came to be an example to show us how to live a Christian life. I actually use my family Bible, my family history, the deeds and documents that I found in the courthouse. I want everyone else to do the same exact thing. Go to your church, which ours is New Prosperity, 135 years. Okay, go to the courthouse and look for any deeds, any documents that is in that courthouse with your great-great-grandparents' names that are on there, because down through the line, they did not pass their property on to you. Even go on to whatever states your family have lived in, even if it's multiple states, see if there's any unclaimed property. Let's see if there's any property that has not even been claimed. And so when we're doing these things, it actually brings together the puzzle that is missing. And I just saw on the news just now with Al Sharpton talking about the reparations for the blacks and going along with the Tulsa and going along with the people out there in Cali. Well, if everybody come together. And again, we've already filed a lien against the corporation of the United States because it is a corporation, and they are going to be going into session, and they're talking about the debt ceiling, and they're talking about giving Ukraine money, but they want to make the United States citizens who have gone to school to pay for these ridiculous school loans. And yet you're going to still just be giving Ukraine all this money? See, this is why we have got to demand anybody. As a matter of fact, in law, they tell you to write a demand letter. And in that demand letter, you put what you demand. Now, we need to demand as a people that nobody don't get paid in the United States corporation until we are paid. And so now when we understand again how the process is supposed to be working, and it is to go file into the federal court and have our wishes to be known and be made and everybody stand together. So when we bring in our black churches on, we bring in the HBCUs on, we are bringing our black farmers, black veterans, our businesses, our black corporations. We cannot do anything but succeed. So that is why, again, we are trying to have every single person to know, don't go to McDonald's on Monday, no fast foods. Ticket Tuesday, don't buy no lottery tickets. And you see how This is nothing but a gimmick when they keep telling you, oh, no one won the Powerball. They just want more money. Come on, keep it 1,000. And if we're going to be doing anything, I think they said back in the day they used to have what they say, run the numbers or do the bug or what. Hey, let's make sure that we're doing everything ourselves and making sure if anybody wins, they will be black because it's black owned. And on Walmart Wednesday, don't go to Walmart, no convenience stores, no Quick Mart, no Jiffy Mart, no Kmart, no none of the convenience stores. Thursday, do not go to the gas station or buy any alcohol on Thursday. On Friday, do not go to any foreigners on Friday. Shop black only. Only black stores that are owned by black people, not black people who are working in stores that do not belong to them, again, mm-hmm. where they are black owned. Walk in the store and say, is this store black owned? And see whatever answer they, if they say no, okay, then bye, I'm out. And when we are doing those kind of things, it makes a difference.
I walked into
the store, and I asked the little Korean lady behind the store. I said, "Who owns the store?" "Oh, we're the owner." "Okay, what businesses? I want to know what organizations that you give back." "We give back to the police." Sure. I said, "Well, I don't see no police up in here, and you should have seen everybody they were doing, and came up to the counter, and wanted to know, okay, well, who are you going to start donating to?" Because if you're not going to donate to the NAACP or the youth or the churches, black churches or the youth group, if you're not doing that, then we don't need to be in your store. And again, one of the things that people can be able to do is to be able to, because if you're operating business, your taxes is an open record. And all of the young people, while they're out of school right now, we need to do telethons and find out just how much money. How much was your taxes this season? Okay, then how much money did you donate back to the black community? Okay, then we're going to write that down, and we're going to send this out. This is going to be the green pages. And anybody who support us, we support them. You give us a lot of support, we give you a lot of support. You give us a little support, we'll give you a little support. You give us no support, we don't support you either. And so when we, God said, you have not because you ask not. And so we need to start going up in these stores and asking, okay, who own it? How much was, did you have to pay out in taxes? How much did you donate? And who did you donate it to?
Put it in
the book. And then everybody see it. You know, we back in the day, we used to have the yellow pages and all of that. We got some green pages now. And in there, we need to have whatever their taxes are, how much money they made, how much money they gave back, and who they gave it to. And then we'll know where to go to shop.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And I tell you, that's a lot of information. One thing about, you know, what we don't do the necessary research to understand exactly what we need to do. You know, this is destroying us. We don't own stuff like we used to own stuff. They got us going around in circles. And here's the thing that we have to do. We have to stop believing what they say. When we stop doing that, we'll stop growing among ourselves. But until then, we're going to continue. Listen, I got to let you go. Listen, take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, and look up the Deacons for Defense, everybody, and blow the whistle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to do some more research on that and take care of that. All right, on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend Lee. And Lee going to tell us where he's been and what he's been doing. Lee, talk to me. Tell me what's going on in your life. Are you there, Lee? Lee. All right, Lee, I gotta let you go. I guess you don't want to talk today. All right, we'll continue doing what we're doing. I'm going to bring in my good friend Gloria, let her say a few words, and then we're going to take it from there. Gloria, talk to me. Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Good
What's
evening,
up, Gloria?
Yes.
Yes, talk to me. What's going on with you?
Okay. What I want to let everyone know is I'm considered a targeted individual, but in reality, we're all being targeted. It costs $1 million a year to mess with me, to use their weaponry, to have people follow me, the gang stalking, to do whatever. $1 million. So if you took 10 people, because there's thousands of us, we'd be able to clean up the water in Benton Harbor, in Flint, Michigan, down in Jackson, Mississippi. We could do those things, but our priorities, not our priorities, but our government, which means mind control, their priorities are different from ours. And until we let them know that we know what you're doing to us and we're all losing out, we'll be the big losers. Thank you for listening.
All right. Gloria, let me ask you a question. I want you to tell me about, we don't use that term target individual anymore, or do we?
Yes, we do. There's another term we can use is unwitting, non-consensual, U.S. human subject of unethical experimentation.
I like that. Say that again. I like that.
Unwitting, non-consensual, U.S. human subjects, unethical experimentation.
Interesting. 'Cause I was talking this week to a young lady who said she was a target individual. A target individual. And I was telling her that we don't use that term no more in reference to target individuals. And she told me this story that really got my attention, and I'm probably going to have her on next week. And here's what she told me. She said that they've been attacking her for over 15 years, Gloria. She said they have been attacking her and said she used to be more of a brighter skin tone. Now her skin is real dark, she said.
They're cooking her.
Okay. And then
microwave.
Yeah, and using the microwave on her. So she was telling me that all she can do in order to stop something like that, actually, she said there's nothing she can do. I don't know that. Next week when she come on, I'm going to try to bring you on too. So maybe you can give her a little help, push her forward, give her some advice on what to do. And because to me it was such a devastating story, especially hearing about all these Sambos and different things. And she actually was a woman that's willing to stand up and fight. But I told her, I said, when it comes to mind control, they'll make you do stuff that you never done before. They'll have your family turning on you.
Yeah, but Reverend Pinkney, the mind control comes in. I think I tried to send you an article from Ken Rhodes, the Breathington news articles that come out by this science guy, Mike Adams, and he was having an interview with Anna Toledo. That's the lawyer for Targeted Justice. So anyone that you talk to, tell them to sign up with Targeted Justice. And he was saying, she said, she made the statement, one-third of the Americans are under mind control. He says, I believe it's more than that. When you start dealing with this 5G and towers and antennas, people, you have to read about this stuff. This is not something that we're just making up as we go along. We've lived this. We've experienced this. I was one night in my bed. My arms were pent down. My legs were pent down. And I kept my eye on the door because whoever's choking me, I'm going to see them. It was the technology. They don't need people to do a lot of things. They use these street people or gang stalkers. They're under mind control because they come out with, you know, and stand to get your attention or just, that's mind control. They read my mind to find out where I'm going, what direction I'm going in, but then they control the other minds around me. So there's a lot of people. America's in trouble.
Yeah.
America is in trouble.
Let me ask you this now. You see that now there's a lot of killing by a lot of black on black killing. Do you think that some of these people might be under mind control? Because
we're not like this. Look at their community. And if you have an address, put it in antennasearch.com. And that lets you know how many antennas and towers are around you. And then there's an article called stopthecrime.net. That's Deborah Tavares's, her website. In that website, there's something they pulled off of the computer. They were throwing the computer away, and they found this document. Silent weapons for quiet wars. We are at war. And for many years, because I've been targeted since 2009, you tell someone what's going on, and it's like, oh, really? Like we were set up. But this is the age of Aquarius. The age of knowing. This is the time when nothing can be hidden and everything will be revealed. You see how things are coming out in the news? They can't stop it. They can't stop that. You know, I remember when Black Lives Matter, all these BLM signs were around, but I didn't feel comfortable with it. Something was off about that. And then here it comes to light. And what we have to do, we all have to talk about targeted individuals. We all have to talk about the water and how this can be cleaned up. You know, our names are put on a list. You know, they put your name on a list. We have a rogue an administration. That's what's going on.
Oh, I agree with you 100% because you are absolutely right. And then, you know, you were talking about the Black Lives Matter signs. Just another group, the Black Voters Matter. That's another group is out of Atlanta. And what, you know, they're fraud. You know, they're a bunch of fraud. What they do, they were getting money. They got a lot of money. And it's a typical black people, they got a lot of money. And they attempted to sell out black folks once again, just a group of Sambos doing what they do. I mean, when I say a lot of money, I'm talking about they got millions and millions of dollars to play with to try to attract people to do what they want them to do. But here's my thing. We have to be strong enough to deal with this stuff because they're coming. The evil, wicked empire is out there. They will do anything. Mind control is one of the tools that's in their toolbox, and they use it against you. You know, you don't know what's going on with you. All of a sudden, all this funny stuff is happening around you. You don't have a clue what's going on, but it's reality. So, you know, on that
that's
note,
right.
I'm going to try to get her to come on next week, and I'm gonna have you say a few words so maybe you can give her some advice. and see how we do. But I know it's going to be tough, but we're going to do what we need. But thank you so much for that information. And you know, Gloria, you always are one of my favorites. And let's keep it moving. Let's make it happen.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Peace.
All right.
Free
that was my goodness, Gloria, from Philadelphia. And I tell you, we are in the midst of something. But I just want to make sure that people understand how important it is that we stick together. You know, I know it's difficult because we don't have the resources. See, most black folks are driven by money, you see. You know, they're not humanitarian, you see. And any time that you find somebody who are bullied, females, especially an 80-year-old senior, and get away with it, and on your school board, you, and if you don't do nothing about it, you're the one with the problem. So don't cry when something happens if you don't do what you're supposed to do. When it's time to vote, again, black folks, when it's time to vote people out, that's how these people get in, because you don't go out and vote. On the local level, you better be ready. We got to make sure we are doing what we're supposed to do and get rid of this Trenton born. Get rid of this clown. Make sure that this never, ever happens to anybody in our community. And we have to do it one step at a time. We got to continue doing the things that we need to do to make things happen, you see, which is important, you see. It's important to the community, you know. And stop listening to these white devils trying to tell you about somebody else. You know, they're going to put an article in the newspaper about me. For no reason. Matter of fact, I had made the statement that, you know, someone who would go up there and beat somebody up, they would be my hero if they're a Sambo. You know, they'd be the Sambo. I'm happy to hear about that. Oh, now you're advocating violence. I don't advocate violence. What I want to do, I want to make sure my people is doing what they're supposed to do. Because these people from Chicago, they contacted me about someone beating up on my friend Emma Kennard, and they don't like it. They don't like it. They say, you know, but it takes people from Chicago, people in Benton Harbor, they're not going to do nothing. All they're going to do is sit around and talk. That's what they're going to do. They're going to talk. And that's why we're in this. And Whirlpool North, they did what they call a feasibility report. And by doing that feasibility report, they know exactly what everybody in this town can do or will do. You know, they know that they can drive some people out of here if they just continue doing what they're doing and they're doing what they're supposed to do. You know, I don't fault them. I fault us. You know, all these years, we've been here over 450 years. Over 450 years. And here we are in this compromising position today. We don't own, most of us don't even own our own home, you see, because they have the formula to try to control you and to knock you out. That's what they do, you see. We don't think long term. We so busy wanting just rap music and all this other kind of stuff. And even these rappers, take care of the community. Go into the community and buy stuff. Buy stores, you know. I ain't no liquor store, but buy stores, buy gas stations, clothing stores. That's how you keep the dollar circulating in your community. You see, they don't want you to do this. Just like those athletes making millions and millions of dollars, they refuse to tell them to get a 501c3 and give back to the community. If you invest in your own community, they say, you're going to lose your fortune. That's how they talk. That's how they talk. You are going to lose your fortune if you reinvest in your own community. Wow. Well, listen, I got to let you go. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we'll be on again. And I want to make sure that you listen. My good friend from Denmark, I'm so glad he said what he told me. He said, thank you, Reverend Pinkney, for the work that you do. He said, I'm surprised that they let you continue to educate the community the way you do. Appreciate that, my brother from Denmark. Appreciate that. You know, and let's keep it going. Let's keep talking. Let's make it happen, and let's do what we want to do. Remember, protect the women and children at all costs. Protect the women and children. That's how you deal, by protecting the women and children. Don't let these Sambos intimidate our women and children. And on that note, we will talk tomorrow, 1 o'clock, about the world itself.